We're talking with Senator Mike Johanns here in Lincoln. And Senator, we're here for the 150th anniversary celebration of the Morrill Act, and you're going to be on the panel with some other former Secretaries of Agriculture. Just wanted to ask you again about the Farm Bill, and you mentioned you sure hope to see something done by the end of the year.
You know, I'd love to say that by the end of the year, we'll have a Farm Bill on the Senate side, on the House side, have it conferenced and have it ready to go. It is optimistic. I certainly understand that. But the only thing that's really holding us up at this point is we need the House to take a bill to the floor, hopefully get it passed, even though it'll be different than the Senate version, then we can take it to conference. I have great confidence that in conference we can work out the differences and sew it up and get a farm bill done.
The Republicans in the House have been taking a lot of heat for not getting this done. Do they deserve all the blame there?
No, they really don't. I think what has happened here, I think the dynamic is that it's not lost on the Democrats, i.e. Nancy Pelosi, who leads the Democrats in the House, that the more heat they can put on Republicans, the better it's going to be for them. So I really suspect that Nancy Pelosi has said to her members, you know, stand down on this. Let the Republicans take the heat until after the election. And I'm going to guess that after the election, when all of the votes are counted, then people will start to say, well, we got to get a farm bill done. Let's start working on it. Nancy Pelosi, I guarantee, has not come in and said to John Boehner, guess what, I'll deliver all of my votes and we'll get a farm bill done. Very much the opposite, I'm sure, is happening.